Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations radio show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life. Right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness, every week now on Wednesdays afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and as the announcer has already said, I am an intuitive life coach and energy healer. And my work is really about supporting you and humanity, helping those who want to live a life that they truly enjoy living by shifting and dissolving their limiting belief systems and changing the way that they think so that they can live a life they truly enjoy. If you'd like to learn more about me and the work that I do, please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. And while you're there, if you are not already signed up for my newsletter, please do and like me on Facebook. I want you to know my newsletter only goes out once a month, but it allows you to stay connected with me and find out what's going on the planet and also get the dates for Energy Alchemy, which is an interactive energy healing teleconference that I facilitate once a month as well. For this year, 2018, we are going to focus on supporting you in experiencing more joy in your life. Each month's teleconference will address a different area where negative beliefs and limiting thoughts are blocking the full expression of joy in your life, and we are going to release and transform those limiting beliefs together. So do sign up for my newsletter to stay informed, and when you do, you'll receive a download of my free 20-minute guided meditation audio called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times. I put that audio together last year, and I've been offering it for free as a way of supporting humanity through what has been an intense and globally shared succession of massive and often overwhelming change. My intention behind the audio is that it will assist you in releasing worry, fear, and anxiety during uncertain times. Because we are all experiencing change, we all experience uncertainty. As a matter of fact, the only constant in life that we can ever truly depend upon is the fact that change is inevitable. If you are alive, you're going to experience change, and with every change, you will experience some degree of uncertainty. To be honest, uncertainty permeates every aspect of the human condition called life. Even when we do everything in our power to try to control our lives and to be absolutely certain that we've made the very best decisions so that we can get the outcome we want and desire, uncertainty will always creep in. In our fast-paced, ever-changing world, it is crucial for our mental health and our emotional well-being that we learn to adapt with change and embrace uncertainty instead of bracing ourselves with fearful and worrisome thoughts against it, concerned about what might go wrong. Thoughts can sometimes become so intense that they feel all-consuming and even paralyzing. Those are the thoughts that keep us stuck in our lives. Just think about how different life would be for you if you could simply allow change to move through your life versus using so much of your energy trying to resist and push up against it out of fear. Well, today, joining me on this lovely Wednesday morning or afternoon if you're on the East Coast is my very special guest, Tama Keeves, who is here to share an in-depth conversation about change and uncertainty, and how we can all thrive through uncertainty and move beyond our fear of the unknown and actually make change work for us. Tama's new book, Thriving Through Uncertainty, Moving Beyond Fear of the Unknown and Making Change Work for You, perfectly outlines what we are going to discuss today. Yes, the title alone says it all. And I have to tell you that thriving through uncertainty is probably the most inspiring and encouraging book that I have ever read. I get to read a book a week, just about, as you know, as I interview authors on the show. And I have to tell you that this book, Thriving Through Uncertainty, is now my number one favorite book. It really resonated with me on a personal level, because right now I'm in the middle of my own private ocean of uncertainty. And I know that many of you listening to this show also have your fair share of uncertainty in your lives as well. Now, before I bring this remarkable and very inspiring woman on, who I know you are going to absolutely adore and love as much as I do, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Tama Keeves is an honor graduate of Harvard Law School who left her law practice to write and help others discover and express the life they were born to live. Do you see why I love this woman? She is the best-selling author of This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work, A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence, and of course her brand new book published by Tarsier Peregrie, which published just this month, Thriving Through Uncertainty, Moving Beyond Fear of the Unknown and Making Change Work for You. Tama has been featured in USA Today, as well as on ABC News, Oprah Radio, and most recently on Oprah.com. She is a sought-after speaker and visionary career success and inspired life coach who has helped thousands worldwide to create extraordinary lives based in freedom instead of fear. Tama Keeves is known for her edgy humor, real-world spirituality, warm compassion, and the bit possibility she brings out in others. Tama has also taught A Course in Miracles for over 27 years, another one of my favorite books, and is on the faculty of premier holistic learning institutes such as Omega and Esalen, and has presented at TEDx. And she is here with us today. Tama Keeves, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you. And it thrills me to hear you say that my book is your favorite. That's delightful. Thank you.
Well, it really is. I love every bit of it. And it's one that, you know, you can't just read through this once. There's so many nuggets of inspiration and truth and revelation and insightfulness that you have pretty much on every page. So yes, I love a book that has a lot of meat to it and not a ton of fluff. And that's what you've given us. So
thank you
for that. You're so welcome. So, Tama, before we dive into the topic of your book, I would love for you to share some of your backstory. So, what caused you to leave what many would consider to be an extremely stable career as a Harvard grad attorney to leave that job and career and embark upon this new journey that has taken you from where you were to where you have arrived today? As a sought-after speaker, a career and success coach, and a best-selling author?
You know, I think that the main thing that, like, really caused the change, and I think this is true for a lot of us, was pain, you know? It was just pain of that I had what other people would consider was success, you know, of, like you said, I'm at a major law firm, I'm making good money, I look the part, but I was so unhappy because it wasn't what I was born to do. It wasn't what I really wanted to do with my life. It was what other people thought I should do with my life. You know, I when I was younger, I knew what I wanted. I wanted to write. That's all I ever wanted to do. And I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, to an Orthodox Jewish family. And, you know, when I said I wanted to write, I got something like, "You're going to write? You're going to starve." You know, and that was basically, you know, the go for your dreams talk. And so, like many people, I squelched what I loved. I squelched my desires. I squelched my instincts. I squelched my intuition. And I did what, quote, you're supposed to do. Or I took what I thought would be the safe path or the practical path. And I got into Harvard Law School and graduated with honors, and I'm on partnership track. And I guess what I want people to know is that sometimes you're going after what you think the reasonable path is or the practical path. And it's not practical. If it denies your soul, if it denies your love, if it denies your energy, if it denies what you're here to be and do, that's not practical. You know, so anyway, I was so unhappy, and I really was getting more and more depressed and almost didn't even want to live anymore. I was so, because I just felt like, okay, I have what you're supposed to have in life and it's not working for me. And thank God a friend of mine said to me at the time, think about it. If you've been this successful doing something you don't even love, what could you do with what you love? And that really opened my mind. And I thought, you know what? You get one life. I want to know where this goes if I follow the love inside me. So that's really what began my whole journey. It's why I'm passionate about helping other people find their calling, their dreams, their instincts in every single part of their lives.
You know, that just gives me goosebumps. I mean, follow the love inside of you. Wow. And just how gracious that was for your friend to be in your life and to give you that insightful little tidbit that really probably was a tipping point for you that made you decide to take that leap and move away from the pain and move toward really what was making your heart and soul sing, you know, even though
absolutely.
It didn't fit into the practical idea of what society looks like in terms of a career.
No, it didn't. It didn't, you know, it didn't hit the practical, you know, stereotype of what society thinks. But, you know, it hit me logically. That's why it worked for me, because it made sense that, like, you know, again, if we are successful or even just getting by, just putting a roof over our heads somehow, some way, and we're not even doing things we totally love, or we're not really listening to our hearts, and we're, you know, and we're managing to do that on one-tenth of our strength, what could we do on our full strength? If your heart was in it, your soul was in it, your God was in it, your, you know, there's magic in really listening to what's inside you and only inside you. And I know for all of us, including myself, it's, you know, it's scary. It's courageous to dare to listen to that inner voice instead of what society says, the media says, statistics say. But what I want people to know is that that inner voice that we all have is genius. And nobody else has your voice. Nobody else knows what's right for you. But that voice will guide you every single step of the way.
I love that. And, you know, it does take a lot of courage to listen to that voice, because it's a unique voice and it's marching to a different drumbeat than the rest of our society. And when you take a look at the faces of the people that you pass every day, do they look passionate about life? Do they look happy? Do they look like they're fulfilled? Or do they look like they're just moving from one day of drudgery to the next? And
that's
is
exactly
that really
it.
What life's supposed to be, you know? So
that's exactly it. And that's the advantage of, you know, listening and having the courage to follow that.
Yeah.
You know, it's waking up. It's waking up out of that trance.
Yeah. You know, and that is something you talk about in your book, too. And that is knowing that you can trust yourself, that the answers are within you. That takes a tremendous amount of courage. I mean, how does one move beyond that fearful voice? Because there tends to be this dualistic dialogue. At least it goes on in my head in particular, where I have this one side of a conversation that tells me what I should be doing and how my life should look compared to other people's lives versus what really gives me joy. What really fills my heart and my soul. So how do we dismiss or turn down that critical parent voice that wants us to do things the way we supposedly been taught things are supposed to be like or look like?
It's a great question, and I think it's the crux of everything. You know, it really is, because the voice you choose to listen to in your lifetime will create your lifetime. You know, what you choose to listen to and what you choose to follow will open up every possibility or close down every possibility. And so in Thriving Through Uncertainty, as you know, like I talk a lot about that, and I have different exercises and strategies to start discerning that. But I think the main thing is that, first of all, like you already understood, that there is a choice. Most of us are listening and we don't even realize that we're listening to a critical voice. We don't even realize we're listening to a parental voice or a voice of education or a voice of someone in our past. We just think it's reality. We just, you know, look, when I chose to go to law school, I believed, you know, when my mother said, you know, you're going to write, you're going to starve, I never questioned that. I just never even questioned that. For me, that was reality. Like, oh, okay, I don't want to starve. I better do something else. And it was only later on when I started thinking about, well, what if that's just a belief? What if that's not a reality? What if that's just a belief? And what if that's not always true? And then I started thinking of examples, you know, of people where, wait a second, there are actresses who are doing what they love and they're not starving, unless, well, maybe they are, but by choice, you know, just, I started thinking about all the people who were doing something they loved, you know, and so, again, to get back to your question though, I think the biggest thing is that you start becoming aware of the different voices, and the best way to start hearing that loving voice or that kind voice or that encouraging voice is you stop listening to the other voice. When people tell me, but Tam, I don't hear a loving voice, I don't hear guidance, I don't get anything, it's usually because they're listening so much to that other voice that says, well, that's stupid, that's not practical, you're going to fail, you tried something in 1999, remember that? That didn't work. I mean, like, you know, so it's almost like no longer listening to that voice and saying, I am not going to judge myself at all. I am going to decide in my lifetime that I am going to practice creating a safe space for myself and not judging myself. And then I'm going to see what voice, what instinct, what intuition arises. And the other thing you can do just quickly in terms of listening to a loving voice is follow it. So if you get some little instinct or impulse like, wow, I'd like to take a writing class, you know, like there's one on Wednesday nights, maybe I should take that, or wow, I don't know why I want to call my sister, or I don't want to do anything today, I want to take a nap, you know, it's really following that voice, and if you do what it says, it's going to give you energy, it's going to change your brain chemistry, it's going to change your perspective, you're going to open up to new possibilities. The way that you learn this is you experiment. You keep experimenting to find out which part of yourself you can listen to and trust.
That's fantastic advice. I love that. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Intuitive Transformations on OhmTimes.com, speaking with Tam Keeves about her new book, Thriving Through Uncertainty. Please stay tuned for more.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, you're listening to Sylvia Henderson on Intuitive Transformations, and I have with me today my guest, Tama Keeves. We're talking about her book, Thriving Through Uncertainty, Moving Beyond Fear of the Unknown, and Making Change Work for You. And I want to encourage all of my listeners, go out and get this book. It's definitely it's very affordable, and it's a tremendous investment in your life and in your, for your heart and for your soul. It will just feed you as you read it. There is so much wisdom and truth, and Tama is a delightful writer. She really, it's a fun read, and she's got great exercises in here and insights that you will be able to use over and over and over again. It's definitely something you'll want to keep in your library. So Tama, before we went to the break, we were talking about that inner voice, that loving inner voice, the one that supports us, and how as we follow that voice, that it actually even changes our brain chemistry. And mm-hmm. that's something that I think people really need to understand, that the brain is plastic, and so you can create new neural pathways for information to travel upon, even if you've had a long history of listening to the negative Nelly voice. One of the things that you talked about also in your book is asking us to look at uncertainty differently. That is really the theme. But you mm-hmm. even called uncertainty a superpower. So can Absolutely. You talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, like you had said earlier in the show, of that, you know, most of us are trying to avoid uncertainty, and we're thinking that if I just get, you know, this job or this check, I'll be okay. Or if I just marry that person or find my soulmate or whatever, I'll be okay. If I just lose 10 pounds, I'll be okay. You know, we're always putting our safety or our thriving somewhere in the future. And it's you know, uncertainty is part of life. You know, all of us that are uncertain right now, it's because we're growing, we're expanding. It's not that we're failing. It's not that you're broken. It's that there's something moving in your life right now. And what I've found for myself with uncertainty is, like, all my old tricks don't work, you know, like, oh my, I'm like a rat in a maze, and it's like, oh my God, that door's closed, oh my God, that door's closed, oh my God, that doesn't work, you know, like, all the things that, you know, like, when you're scared because, like, all the answers you thought, you know, they're not working, or you don't know what to do, the reason it's your superpower is because, for me, that's when you dig into your real powers. That's when you go past your mind and your brain and your habits and your familiarity, and you listen, and you listen to a life of being led, and you listen to your instincts, and you let yourself be guided. There's an expansion, there's a birth, there's a process going on, and it may not look like what life used to look like, but you will be led moment by moment. And me, for me, again, that superpower is that we all have so many more strengths and abilities and capacities and resources than we know, but we're trying to make life look like what we know. We're trying to fit it into the box or fit it into the old definition. And uncertainty asks you to really just drop the balls, you know, and be led and be guided by your heart and your instincts into a life you could never have imagined. You know, I teach all my clients, you can't plan an inspired life. I have a big fat brain and I want to plan everything and I want to manufacture everything and I want to think through everything. But the inspired life is so much bigger and more beautiful. In a million years, I would never have seen myself doing the work I currently do. That was not from my brain, but it was what lit me up. It is what lights me up, and I keep following that. So again, when I say that uncertainty is your superpower, it's because I really want you to move from out of your head and into a life of being led. You know, a life of being led from these instincts that are in you. You know, you have a path that is already within you. I promise you that. You already have a path that's already in you. I just want to help you listen to it moment by moment.
So how do you help someone who they've been taught their whole life not to trust themselves? Because what I have found is that tends to be a themed story, mostly among women. You know, we tend to like to make decisions as a group. We like to ask advice of other people, which is really just evidence that we're not feeling comfortable and safe trusting ourselves. So how do we move beyond that fear of making a wrong decision? Because I love how you alluded to the experiment.
That's a phenomenal question. And, you know, and to be honest with you, you know, like they always say, you teach what you need to learn, you know.
Yeah.
All my books, every one of my books, I wrote to help me and to heal me. You know, when people go, oh my God, how did you know I was going through this? And it's like, I didn't. I'm going through it. I am healing me. I am glad it helps you. Thank God. Yay. So to answer your question of, a lot of my own issues have been my whole life learning how to trust myself. Because again, in my story, I didn't trust my instincts. I didn't trust what I knew. I just listened to what was safe, what was good judgment, and it almost killed me. It really did. It almost killed me. And so for me, it is now an experiment for the rest of my life of daring to try it and daring to try it. And it's courageous and it's scary, but it's amazing because it works, you know, and that you start realizing, oh my God, I have a unique guidance system, or I have a unique, intelligence that's in me, that's in all of us. And so, you know, one of the ways that you might get to trusting yourself, if you have a hard time believing and trusting yourself, then maybe you're going to trust the light in you. Maybe you're going to trust the spirit in you. Maybe you're going to trust the God in you. Maybe you're going to trust the higher intelligence. Maybe if you can't, you know, and so I'll give you an example. Like, you know, when I first started coaching, I used to always worry, like, oh my God, what if I don't have answers for people? You know, like, what if I'm crazier than they are? Because it is a distinct possibility, you know, of like, what if I don't know what to do? And what helped me was realizing they were not paying for Tama. They were not paying for Tama's answers. They were paying for the light in Tama. They were paying for the strength in Tama. And so that's what I trust in. I trust that there is a higher genius in all of us, a higher mind, whether you call it intuition, whether you call it spirit, whether you call it a different form of intelligence. There's just a different knowing sense in all of us. And for me, that's what I trust in. I trust in that power. And again, I experiment because, you have to learn how that voice feels. So I'll give you an example. One of the ways that I know to tell people that you're listening to the right voice is it feels peaceful. It feels peaceful. And by that I mean it doesn't always feel, you know, because again, if you're listening to a negative voice, it's got a tone. Even if it's saying good advice, even if it's saying you should lose weight or it would be good for you, it's going to say it in a cruel way. You should lose weight. How come you're not doing anything? Where a loving voice might be saying, oh, honey, you know what? You would feel great losing some weight. Let's try that. So some of it's just the tone that you're listening to. And then when I was saying that it's a voice of peace, Sometimes my voice has asked me to do something that scares me, my loving voice. Like, you know, when I first became a public speaker, you know, it was kind of scary and, you know, but it was peaceful. It was like, yes, I'm scared. Yes, this is uncomfortable, but it's the right thing to do. It feels right. So I always give that example because I don't want people thinking, oh, it's just a loving voice and it's just going to let me do whatever I want. No, it's a brilliant voice. It's a brilliant form of intelligence that every single soul has that's unique to them. And more than anything else in Thriving Through Uncertainty, that's what I wanted to help people get in touch with, is how do you find your voice and how do you listen to it no matter what in every circumstance?
I love that. I mean, just to be able to recognize that that voice has a kindness to it and it does have a peacefulness to it is really important, because when you become accustomed to these conversations in your head, and yes, we all have conversations
yes.
in our head, you know?
Or maybe it's just me and you, Sylvia.
No, it might be, Tama, but I think everybody does. We're kind of wired that way as human beings, you know?
Yes.
But to really know the distinction between the two is how you learn how to lean into following your guidance, which is part of your intuitive knowing what is in your highest and best good. And it's sometimes it's very, in, even though it's intuitive, very counterintuitive all at the same time, as you've already alluded to, but it really is our most powerful knowing that has a way of guiding us correctly.
I have a great example of that in the book, just because sometimes, especially, you know, you start getting, like, especially if you're looking for answers in your life and you're looking for direction in your life, you start presuming or having assumptions about what would be an acceptable answer or what's the right answer. And one of the things I'm always guiding people to do is to stay innocent and to not assume anything, you know, that you don't know what it should look like. It may be like exactly like what you said. It might be completely counterintuitive. So I was visiting a woman at one point. She had set up some speaking engagements for me, and she was showing me her city and all of this stuff, and I was exhausted. You know, it was like late at night now, and I just wanted to go back to the hotel room. And she was like, oh, Tama, you would love this. We have to do this labyrinth. We have to walk in this labyrinth. You'll love it. It's spiritual, you know. And so I was being a people pleaser, like, okay, fine, I've got to walk the labyrinth, you know, and it's spiritual, so I got to do that, you know. And I'm resisting it at every minute because I'm tired and I don't want to be there. And really, all I want to do is go back to the hotel room and watch Law and Order. You know, and it's like, that's all I want to do. I want to watch Law and Order. I want to eat greasy Chinese food. And part of my brain's going, well, that's not spiritual and that's not centered. And all the whole time I'm walking this labyrinth, because I'm supposed to, I'm hearing this inner voice that's just going, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And finally, I realized that was my inner voice, and that was my loving voice, and that was the, quote, spiritual direction. If I really wanted to listen to my spirit, it wasn't doing what other people told me I should do or what, quote, looks spiritual or what would look lucrative or what would look practical, but it was just honoring what was, even if it went against what my brain told me. And I realized, why would this inner voice be going on and on about, this is what I want to do, I just want to leave? Why would it be the right thing to ignore that? How could that ever be the right thing? So I finally just left the labyrinth. I walked out of it completely. I went back to the hotel room. I was in bliss. It was a self-loving thing to do. So I always tell that story just because it's a good example of, your answers might not look anything like what you think they should look like, but it's just always listening to, what is self-loving right now? What is self-loving right now? What would feel good right now?
And what a great benchmark to look for if it is self-loving. I mean, that is the key, you know, that really is the key. And I have to tell you, I chuckled when I read that story because I love labyrinths. So
I do too normally.
But I understood, you know, when you're tired, you just don't want to do something. And so I love how the universe, what happens is the way we learn our lessons are through actually walking through opportunities to make different choices.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
and the whole, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, hon.
I was just going to say, the whole point that I really wanted to get across is that if we're going to listen to an original inner voice, a sacred inner voice, a brilliant intelligence that we've never heard before, we have to surrender or let go of our assumptions of what the answer should be, of assuming this is spiritual and that is not, this is practical and that is not, this is being kind and that is not. We have to let go of every single one of those assumptions and really be listening to our own hearts, our own higher minds, and thinking, what am I to do here? What am I to do here? I'm listening to this original voice that is going to lead me in an original way that is unique to me in any given second. And so same thing, if you've ever tried to meditate or journal or be at a workshop and your mind is going, oh, I know how this is. It's always going to be the same thing. I know how I am. It's always about beginning again and choosing again and listening to that original voice and saying, I don't know, and I will make myself available now. I don't know, and I want to start over, and I want to be inspired, and I will do anything I hear.
And that's where uncertainty is such a beautiful gift, being in that place of surrender, of I don't know. That way you get to harness the powers of the universe. That gives life an opportunity to move you along in the journey of life instead of you, from your limited perspective, thinking you know what you really want. Sometimes we don't even know what we really want. You know, we're all grasping for these definitions of happiness and finding that the things we reach for are really just fleeting moments of happiness, where this longer sustaining sensation of happiness comes from following your passion, comes from the excitement of following your guidance and being led from one beautiful new experience to the other, and also through lessons in life, you know, because as you said, it does breed growth, and that's a really beautiful thing.
That's so well said, you know, of in a Course in Miracles, it says something about we don't perceive our own best interests. We don't perceive our own best interests. And like you said, sometimes we don't even know what would make us happy. We don't even know, you know, we're going on old models or, you know, I work with a lot of artists and entrepreneurs and visionaries about, you know, attaining success. And some of it is redefining what success is, because we're using old models and old benchmarks and comparing ourselves to other people and other standards. And this is an original, unbelievable, unparalleled path that, like you said, we have all these limiting beliefs, and a lot of times they're limiting what we can have or what would really be the highest good for us. And so, and in my own life, that's happened over and over and over, where, you know, I guess we can go back into that.
We will in just a moment. We're going into another break. Please stay tuned, everyone, for this wonderful conversation with Tama Keys as we talk more about uncertainty. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yay, we're back. This is Sylvia Henderson with Tama Keeves. And Tama, can you just finish that conversation? I know you were talking about, you alluded a little bit to the Course in Miracles and what it says about uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. You know, another quote actually in the Course in Miracles that I use a lot in Thriving Through Uncertainty is, it says, "Who you think you are is a belief to be undone. Who you think you are is a belief to be undone." And what that means is that all the limitations that you think you have, all the regrets, all the guilt, all the ideas of what you can and cannot have is a belief to be undone. Because we're talking about an inspired path. We're not talking about an everyday conventional path. We're off the map. We're off the grid. We're far beyond that now. And for me, it's that if I am daring to listen to this inspired self within me, I know that that inspired power can do anything in this lifetime. And so I am learning in my own life over and over that I am so much more than I think. I think I am my limitations. I think I am my past. I think I am, well, I got rejected 100 times at that, or I've never been able to do this, or it doesn't work that way for this type of person. And I am learning over and over and over to choose again and to listen to that inspired self and to show up in my life with love no matter what. Because that's really what Thriving Through Uncertainty is about, is that if you show up with love, if you show up again, you give yourself another chance. You know, that thing you may have buried, the thing you may have given up on, the thing you're disappointed about or you feel is never going to work. If you give yourself another chance and you show up again and you show up again, that inspired self shows up too, and life does work. The only reason we're in pain at all is because we stop showing up. We start believing all the limitations. We start believing all the stories we've told ourselves. We start believing facts and figures, or we start believing that our identity is based on the circumstances in front of us, that whatever your circumstances, that's your identity, when it's the exact opposite. That you are here to learn what your true identity is so that you can shift any circumstance.
I love that. Our circumstances are not our identity. And so what do you share with people, or what can you share with people when they do have a challenge or a circumstance arise in their life that was unexpected, a sudden divorce because a spouse has decided that they're done suddenly with a marriage and you had this lifelong plan of a life together, or, you know, losing a job, or, you know, because this happens where things happen. To me, in a lot of ways, that's the universe kind of just resetting the playing field so that you can create something new in your life. But how do you keep people encouraged?
You know, I think so. The biggest theme in Thriving Through Uncertainty is that really the quality of our life, the real quality of our life, is the quality of our inner life, the quality of our response to our life. Mm-hmm. That it's not really about our circumstances. It's about how we respond to our circumstances. Like, do we choose love or do we choose fear? Do we come from our strength or do we come from our weakness? That's really what creates our life. So what I would say to the person, let's say, who got the unexpected divorce or an illness or a car crash or, God forbid, his child died, or, you know, just like you said, real challenges that come up or things we did not consciously choose, I would always be working with their thoughts, because the thing that is causing the most pain is not so much what's actually happening, but what you think is happening, the thoughts and the thoughts and the fear and the fear. So I'll give an example, like, you know, let's say somebody's trying to get a job and they're really trying to get a job and they're kind of scared. They haven't been able to get a job and they just went on an interview and now the hiring manager, whoever was, did not send an email back, you know, didn't send an email back. And so the fears come up and the thoughts come up about, oh my God, they hate me. I'm never going to get a job, blah, blah, blah. So what I would teach them is a thought or something to calm down in the moment. So again, borrowing from A Course in Miracles for a moment, there's a thought that says, I don't know what anything means. I don't know what anything means. I don't know what anything is for. So I would interrupt those horrible thoughts that are, I'm always going to be stuck. I'm going to be poor. I'm never going to make it. I'm going to be, you know, this is the beginning of the end for me. I would just come back to, I don't know what this means. Because in the situation of the hiring manager, maybe they're exploring you more because they really do want to hire you and they're taking more time. Maybe she's out sick. Maybe she's out robbing a bank. Who the heck knows what's going on, right? But we make all these stories in our heads, and then we not only make these stories, we start thinking they're true, and then we start acting as though they're true, and that's what causes the misery or pain. So I'd always come back to that innocence of, I don't know what this means, because when you do that, then your loving voice can kick in that says, you're going to get through this just fine, you know. And so I would also, encourage, I have some techniques in the book about how to strengthen that loving voice. For instance, I have a concept of a win list, and it's that you start focusing on everything that's working, everything that has ever worked. And you keep a list of 5 to 10 a day, because our brains are all looking at what hasn't worked, what's not going well, where we're failing. And I want you to start looking on, you know, what I am doing right, how things are moving. And part of that win list isn't just physical things you did, but it could be the emotional or inner shifts. So, for instance, if you're usually depressed for 30 minutes in the morning and you were only depressed for 29 minutes this morning, I would put that on the win list. That's a huge shift. That's a huge win. Something's working. There's progress there. So, again, I'm always looking at ways to build that inner voice, that inner climate, so that no matter what's going on in our lives, we have a way of showing up with love.
I love that, because it is in the gradations. It really isn't, it all has to be better or life is not working for me. Taking note of those little steps in the direction that you want your life to go is huge, because as you said, it just builds and builds, and whatever you focus on, it expands. And
exactly.
It gives your mind a different direction of looking. And I love the reminder of that we really don't know what anything means, which are part of the first part of the very first lessons in A Course of Miracles, you know, is to really change our thinking. That we do know, because what the mind does, as you said, it loves a good story, and it will create whatever story.
It's a gossip.
It really does. It just makes up its own whole storyline, the script.
Oh, completely.
It's like a kid with crayons, and you've taken a nap, and you wake up and say, "What happened here?" You know?
It's drawing on the wall. You are a loser.
Exactly. You know, and that's not even the reality, but it looks for the familiar. And when you're stepping into uncertainty, there's no familiarity there for it to latch on to. And so it will try to drag that in. And
like to your point too, not only the familiar, but the negative familiar, like the old stories, the painful story, it's looking to find that.
It is. And why is that, Tama?
I think it's just that limiting voice that's keeping us from our power, that's keeping us from our genius. And like you said, it is more familiar, you know, of even evolutionarily, you know, we were taught to be safe, you know, to be suspicious of something because we might get killed or whatever, you know, but we've grown beyond that. We're in a new evolution now. And part of us is fragile. You know, my limited self is fragile, but the strength in me, the resourcefulness in me is not. I am not hellbent on keeping life exactly the way it is. You know, I am open to it moving and shifting and changing and being creative and going where the energy and the fluidity wants to go. And that's a very different, you know, stance than, no, this has to stay exactly the way it is. And again, I have to work at it every single day. These concepts, for me, thriving, like I say in the book, to thrive is a verb. And it means practice. You know, like we practice this every day, because for most of us, we are changing the way our brains work. We are changing the way that we've learned. We are becoming leaders and visionaries in the culture in a way that has not been here before. And so I think it's practice. You know, that's why I've taught A Course in Miracles for 20
8 years at this point. I teach it virtually too, so anybody in the country, anybody in the world can take it with me. It's very practical. It's really fun. It's amazing. But, you know, it's just like whatever your practice is, I think, you know, we need to devote ourselves even more to it because times are changing and we want to refine these gorgeous minds of ours to respond in new ways.
Yeah, we do. It really is a very important thing to do. And so, Tama, you have written these other amazing books as well, Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work, that bestseller, This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence. What sets Thriving Through Uncertainty apart from these other amazing books that you've also written?
You know, well, I think everybody should buy all of them, of course.
I do, too.
that would be my expert advice, you know, is like, yeah, let's do that. You know, what's different about Thriving Through Uncertainty is I noticed that, you know, because I'm a coach and I've worked with thousands of people at this point, and what I've noticed is that the reason that people can't or don't live the life of their dreams is because they don't know how to handle uncertainty, you know, that they just can't handle that and they'll back off, or they'll get scared or they'll choose lesser than what they really deserve. And I noticed that it was the transition periods. It was the real times of transition and not knowing or just really wanting to be somewhere and not being there yet. That was what, you know, really gets in people's ways. And so I really wanted to take a deeper dive just into that topic, you know, where, and I wanted to take a dive into that topic where it could be about relationship uncertainty or it could be about financial uncertainty or about health or about career. It could be about anything. So all my books are about really following an inner voice and just like Thriving Through Uncertainty, I'm very personal and I tell my own stories and I tell my own foibles because I'm right there with you, you know, working this side by side. So I love sharing honestly because, you know, readers have said, you know, throughout the years, like, oh, my God, you know, this is the first time I've ever, like, gotten this concept because I saw somebody else deal with it. And so I really wanted to include that. But I just wanted to do a deeper dive into if there's something you really want in your life and you're not there yet, how do you get there?
Well, you've done an outstanding job. I mean, like I said, hands down, number one favorite book of mine. And I have read a lot of self-help books and motivational books and inspirational books and best-selling books and what you've done here. I have to say, I love the Course, A Course in Miracles, and I do see that definitely integrated in the pages because I do think there's a very strong, vibrant, alive truth to that book. And, you know, I am so excited for you with this. You know, I certainly hope that it becomes a New York Times bestseller because I see the potential in it to help so many people. You know,
and to your point, that is another thing I really wanted to do with this book is that I wanted to integrate The Course in Miracles and spirituality even deeper into this book in a very practical, fun, usable, realistic way so that even if somebody never studied The Course in Miracles or anything like it, they get the concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've done a very good job at that. So, Tama, I know I'm just going to give a little shout out to my folks in Seattle because I know you're going to be in Seattle, Washington very soon. Would you mind just sharing the details with our listeners and then anything else?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
And also your website.
Absolutely. I'll just mention real quickly, too, if anybody's in the East Coast, I'm doing a retreat this coming weekend at Kripalu on Unleash Your Calling, Create the Work and Life You Love, January 19th to the 21st. But I'm going to be in Seattle January 28th. I will be at the Center for Spiritual Living. I'll give two free talks in the morning, and then we're doing a phenomenal workshop on Thriving Through Uncertainty, January 28th. The best way to hook up, I'm traveling all over the country. I have a lot of different things going on. So, but the best way to keep tabs and to keep inspired is to join me at tamakeeves.com, T-A-M as in Michael, A-Keeves, K-I-E, V as in Victor, E-S, www.thehostofomtimesmagazines.com, and make sure you sign up for the newsletter. I only do it once a month, just to keep an inspiring article that comes out, a brand new article every time, to keep you inspired and ignited. It also will tell you where in the country I'm speaking, and I do online programs, and you get all kinds of discounts. And if you go out to the website right now, in fact, there's a freebie you can download of instant practices to get out of fear and to do what you came here to do. So make sure you go to the website and get on the mailing list at tamakeeves.com. I'm also on Facebook every single day, and I'm on Twitter every single day. We are building a worldwide organization of people who are daring to live from inspiration instead of fear. And I really want to keep us together. So please write to me. I love hearing from people. So make sure you get on the mailing list at tamakeeves.com.
That is so wonderful. I love everything about that, because right now, you know, as globally, humanity is really going through a lot of uncertainty, you know, as a whole, as well as in our personal lives. And as we begin to listen more and more to our inner guidance, that is really how we are going to thrive during this massive time of growth for humanity. You know, we need to learn how to do this. This is something I've been tooting this horn for a while, for at least 8 or 9 months, the importance of that, you know, is huge.
I couldn't agree with you more, because one of my deepest, deepest passions is, you know, everybody's listening and thinking, oh, what I want to do is silly, or it's too late, or I don't know. And you might be thinking that what you really desire or love is frivolous. And what I want people to know is it's imperative. You know, we need your gifts right now in this world.
Yes, we do, in a very big way. Tamakeeves, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. You've been an absolute delight. And
I'm honored.
I am honored. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back again next week for more of Intuitive Transformations with Sylvia Henderson. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a beautiful life. Love you all. Bye-bye for now.